the most important thing that anybody can do is just make noise. South Carolina is big on wanting to cover things up. The murders happened 4 months ago. And 2 weeks after they happened, like, you know, it got real quiet. You couldn't hear anything. They're real good at making things go away. So we just need everybody out there to push to, you know, make noise for us. Because it's not enough that we could do from in here. But give you guys the information that you need to make the noise.
Welcome to KiteLine, a weekly radio program from WFHB that focuses on issues in the prison system and beyond.
Behind the prison walls, a message is called a kite. Whispered words, a note passed hand to hand, a request submitted to the guards for medical care. Illicit or not, sending a kite means trusting that other people will bear it farther along until it reaches its destination. Here on KiteLine, we hope to share these words across the prison walls.
Before starting with this week's theme, we wanted to share some prison-related news and announcements.
This update comes from Prison Legal News, which reported that the Canadian government recently announced a plan to re-establish prison farms that will include the slaughter of animals. A total of $4.3 million over 5 years was approved to restart dairy operations in Correctional Service Canada facilities in Kingston, Ontario. A Canadian nonprofit, Evolve Our Prison Farms, or EOPF, has announced opposition to the plan. EOPF advocates for the prisoners to be trained in a completely plant-based operation. According to EOPF founder Calvin Neufeld, quote, "Teaching prisoners to exploit and slaughter animals is neither therapeutic nor rehabilitative."